listening to Vaughn Radio.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
Look, no excuses.
Welcome to No Excuses, ladies and gentlemen. Here with Jesus and Malisa, and we're going to start off with there and to be, one of the most important constructions in the English language. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Is there a microphone in the room?
Yes, there is.
Very good. Is there a table in the room? Now, give me a full answer. Yes, there's a table.
Yeah, there is a table in this room.
In their room.
Yes, there is a table.
No, you're saying they.
Yes, there is a table in their room.
Very good. One more time.
Yes, there is a table in the room.
Is there a chair in the room?
Yes, there's a chair in the room.
Is there a violin in the room?
No, there is not a violin in the room.
Is there a book in the room?
Yes, there is some books on the room, in the room.
Is there a book in the room?
Yes, there is a book on the room.
In.
Yes, there is a book in the room.
Good. Is there a screen in the room?
Yes, there is a screen in the room.
How do you say screen in Spanish?
Pantalla.
Is there a bed in the room?
No, there isn't a bed in the room.
Is there a bottle in the room?
Yes, there is a bottle in the room.
Is there a plate in the room?
No, there isn't a plate.
There.
No, there isn't a plate in the room.
Is there a telephone in the room?
Yes, there is a telephone in the room.
Is there a key in the room?
Yes, there is a key in the room.
How do you say key in Spanish?
Llave.
Is there a bag in the room?
Yes, there is a bag in the room.
Is there an elephant in the room?
No, there isn't an elephant in the room.
That's an expression in English. The elephant in the room. What does it mean?
Un elefante en una cacharrería.
No.
No?
No, that's a bull in a china shop. So this means there's a great, important topic that's very difficult and nobody wants to talk about it.
Oh.
So we call that the elephant in the room, right? Now, we're going to do a bit of practice with is there any. So is there any food in a supermarket? I want you to say yes, there's some food in a supermarket, or no, there isn't any food in a supermarket. Is there any food in a supermarket?
Yes, there is some food in the supermarket. Yes, there is some food in a supermarket.
Is there any flour in a supermarket?
Yes, there is some flowers in the supermarket.
Yes, there is some flour in the supermarket.
Yes, there is some flour.
There.
Yes, there is some flour in the supermarket.
What's the difference between flour, F-L-O-U-R, and F-L-O-W-E-R?
Harina y flores.
Very good. Is there any water in a supermarket?
Yes, there is some water in a supermarket.
Is there any engine oil in a supermarket?
No, there isn't any engine oil in the supermarket. No, there isn't any engine oil in a supermarket.
How do you say engine oil in Spanish?
Aceite...
Aceite de motor, de coche.
Yeah,
de...
very good. Is there any gold in a supermarket?
Yes, there is some gold in a supermarket.
Is there any wine in a supermarket?
Yes, there is some wine in the supermarket.
In a?
Yes, there is some wine in a supermarket.
Now, was there wine in Spanish supermarkets 20 years ago?
Yes, there was.
Even then, okay. Because in, for example, this is a controversy now in Britain and in Ireland. Selling wine and alcohol in supermarkets, some people think has led to a rise in alcoholism. Because when I was a kid, it was not sold in supermarkets. But here,
as I remember,
it was sold.
Always.
Okay.
Always.
Okay.
We had alcohol in the supermarkets.
Okay. Is there any sugar in a supermarket?
Yes, there is some.
Be careful, you're saying there. There.
Yes, there is some sugar in a...
Sugar.
Yes, there is some sugar in a supermarket.
Is there any bread in a supermarket?
Yes, there is some bread in a supermarket.
How do you say pan de molde in English? Sliced pan. So we use the word pan also.
Sliced pan.
Sliced pan. P-A-N. The same word for bread. Yeah, we say that in English, sliced pan. And how do you say baguette?
Baguette.
Baguette. Very good, yeah. Is there any cheese in a supermarket?
Yes, there is some cheese in a supermarket.
Is there any ham in a supermarket?
Yes, there is some ham in a supermarket.
How do you say ham on York in English?
Ham.
Just ham. Baked ham, boiled ham. Yeah, very good. And how do you say jamón curado?
Baked ham.
Jamón curado.
Q
cured ham.
Cured
ham.
Cured ham.
Is there any silver in a supermarket?
Yes, there is some. Yes, there is.
Silver? How do you say silver in Spanish?
Plata.
Yeah.
Sometimes there is jewelry.
Ah, jewelry in supermarkets. Okay.
Sometimes.
Right. Okay.
There is some silver in a supermarket.
Is there any honey in a supermarket?
Yes, there is some honey in a supermarket.
Try again.
Yes, there is some honey in a supermarket.
You're saying sums.
Yes, there is some honey in a supermarket.
Ask her if there's good honey in Extremadura.
Is there good honey in Extremadura?
Yes, very good honey.
Very good, all right. Is there any clothing in a supermarket?
Yes, there is. There is some clothing in a supermarket.
Is there any furniture in a supermarket?
Sometimes, yes, there is some furniture in a supermarket.
Yeah, they sell everything these days. Okay. Now, last week you wanted me to do more difficult translation. So here we go. You ready? Okay. Nadie le trajo aquí.
Nobody brought him here.
Very good. ¿Quién le llevó al zoo?
Who brought him to the zoo?
The other verb.
Who took him to the zoo?
Again?
Who took him to the zoo?
Nadie me lo leyó.
Nobody read it to me.
Again, almost.
Nobody read it to me.
Now, what color is your shirt?
Red. Nobody read it to me.
Very good. Todos pensábamos que estaban aquí.
Everyone thought...
No, start with we.
We all thought they were here.
Good, again.
We all thought they were here.
Very good. La mayoría de ellos vinieron con él.
Most of them came with him.
Very good. ¿Quién hizo este vestido?
Who make this dress? Who made this dress?
Le esperé durante una hora.
I waited for him for an hour.
Good. ¿A quién salvaste?
Who did you save?
¿A dónde lo mandaron?
Where did they send him to?
Lo, impersonal.
Where did they send it to?
You needn't say to. You needn't.
Where did they send it?
No, you're saying they.
Where did they send it?
Perfect, very good. ¿A quién se lo mandaste?
Who did you send it to?
Very good. ¿Por qué no me mandaste una copia?
Why didn't you send me a copy?
Good, again.
Why didn't you send a copy to me?
Okay, but I prefer the first one. Why didn't you send me a copy?
Why didn't you send me a copy?
Good. ¿Quién lo cubrió?
Who did it cover?
No auxiliary.
Who covered it?
Again?
Who covered it?
Who covered it?
Very good. Me mintieron.
They lied to me.
Very good. Me enteré esta mañana. Phrasal verb.
I found out this morning.
Very good. ¿Quién pintó este techo?
Who painted this ceiling?
Who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel?
Miguel Angel.
Yes.
And how do you say it in English? Michelangelo.
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 In Italian.
In Italian, yeah. Very good, very good. ¿Fumaste delante de él?
Did you smoke in front of him?
Very good. ¿Dijo él algo?
Did he say something? Did he say something?
Did he tell something?
No, the verb is say is right. But
Did he say anything?
Very good.
Did he say anything?
Very good. Me empujaron al agua.
They pushed me into the water. They pushed me into the water.
Me utilizaron.
They used me.
Again?
They used me.
Careful your pronunciation.
They used me.
Very good, yep. Llegaron aquí tarde.
They got here late.
Very good. Llovió todo el día.
It rained all day.
Very good. No nevó el invierno pasado.
It didn't rain last winter.
No nevó.
It didn't snow last winter.
One more time.
It didn't snow last winter.
¿Quién inventó el teléfono?
Who invented the phone?
Very good. And who invented the phone?
Bell.
Bell. Now, Italians claim that an Italian invented the phone, that he was there before Bell. I don't know. But I grew up believing that Alexander Graham Bell invented the phone. What country was Alexander Graham Bell from?
From England?
No, close. Go north. What's north of England?
From Scotland.
Who invented the television? John Logie Baird. Where was he from?
from Scotland.
Yeah, a lot of inventors were Scottish, yeah. Lo inventaste tú?
Did you invent it?
Invent.
Did you invent?
Vent.
Did you invent?
It. Again.
Did you invent it?
Él empezó a gritarme.
He started shouting at me.
Now use the infinitive. He started?
He started shouting. He started to shout at me.
Very good, again.
He started to shout at me.
And use begin.
He began to shout at me.
And again?
He began to shout at me.
Began.
He began to shout at me.
Very good. Let's do a bit more work with there are. How many people are there in this room?
There are three people in this room.
Yeah, there are supposed to be four, but one is late. She's outside the door. How many dogs are there in the room?
There are no dogs in this room.
In their room.
In the room.
Again?
There's no dog.
So listen, if you ask the question in plural, you should answer in plural. So how many dogs are there in the room?
There aren't any dogs in this room.
Very good. And answer with no.
There are no dogs in this room.
Good. How many elephants are there in the room?
There are no elephants in this room.
Very good. In their room.
There are not elephants in the room. There are no elephants in this room.
Their room.
There are no elephants in the room.
How many cups are there in the room?
There are no cups in this room.
In their room.
There is no cup in the room.
Oops.
Yes, there are some cups in the room.
Very good. How many people are there in a quintet?
There are five people in a quintet.
Quintet.
There are five people in a quintet.
Good. How many people are there in a duo? In a duo.
I don't know what it is.
There are two people in a duo. Duo.
In a jewel.
Duo.
Duo.
D-U-O. Duo.
Duo.
How many people are there in a duo?
There are two people in a duo. There are two people in a duo.
How do you say duo in Spanish?
Duo. The same thing.
Yeah, very good.
Duo.
How many stars are there in the sky?
There are a lot of stars in the sky.
How many cans are there in a six pack?
There are six cans in a can pack.
There are six cans in a six pack cans.
Yeah, again?
There are six cans in a six pack
pack
can.
There are six cans in a six pack.
There are six cans in a six can.
No. How many cans are there in a six pack?
How many cans are there?
In a six pack.
There are six cans.
In
a six pack.
In a six pack. And if someone has a six pack, what does it mean? If a man has or a woman has a six pack. How do you say it in Spanish?
Chocolate.
Tableta de chocolate.
Yeah. In English we call that a six pack. Yeah, very good. How many six pack? Not six packs. Six pack.
Six pack.
Good. How many cigarettes are there in a pack?
There are 20 cigarettes in a cigarette pack.
In a pack.
In a pack.
Very good. How many kings are there in a chess game?
There are two kings.
There are two kings in a chess game.
There are two kings in a chess game.
How do you say chess in Spanish?
Ajedrez.
Very good. How many wheels are there on a car? On a normal car. How many wheels are there on a car?
There are four wheels in a normal car.
On, you'd say.
On a normal car.
Very good. How many ovens are there in your house?
There are one oven in my house.
There is one oven
in my house.
Very good. How many paintings are there in an art gallery?
There are a lot of paintings in an art gallery.
How many forks are there in your kitchen?
There are almost 20 forks in my kitchen.
Very good. How many plates are there in your kitchen?
There are a lot of plates in my kitchen.
How many plants are there in your flat?
There are no plants in my flat.
Very good. How many apps are there on your phone?
There are almost 30 apps in my phone. Almost 30 apps on my phone.
How many phones are there in your pocket?
There are one phone. There is one phone in my pocket.
Very good. Let's do a bit more practice with is there. How much milk is there in 1 liter?
There is a liter of milk in a liter.
Very good. How much sugar is there in a kilo?
There is a kilo of sugar in a kilo.
How much money is there in a millionaire's bank account?
There are millions of dollars in a millionaire's account.
There is millions. Yeah, because it's even though you can count millions, when you talk about a quantity of money, it's singular.
there is millions dollars.
Millions of dollars.
There is millions of dollars in a millionaire bank account.
Millionaire's bank account.
Millionaire's bank account.
Bank
account.
Good.
And there is millions.
No, you would say there's millions. You could say there's millions in a millionaire's bank account.
There's millions in a millionaire bank account.
Millionaires, Saxon Genesis.
There's million in a millionaire's bank account.
There is millions in a millionaire bank
millionaires.
Account.
Millionaires. Saxon genitive.
There is millions in a millionaire's bank account.
There is millions in a millionaire's bank account.
How much salt is there in a salt shaker?
There is a lot of salt in a salt shaker.
How do you say salt shaker in Spanish?
Salero.
Very good. How much chocolate is there in a bar of chocolate?
There's too much.
Not too much. Es demasiado.
There are a lot of chocolate.
Singular.
There's a lot of chocolate.
There's a lot of.
There is a lot of chocolate in a bar of chocolate.
Bar of chocolate.
In a bar of chocolate. There is a lot of chocolate in...
A bar?
A bar of chocolate.
Very good. How much sugar is there in artificial fruit juice?
There is a lot of sugar.
Sugar.
Sugar in a lot, in a...
There is a lot of sugar in an artificial...
Oh, in artificial.
In artificial...
Fruit.
Fruit juice.
Juice, again.
There is a lot of sugar
Because I'm talking about in general, so listen carefully. How much sugar is there in artificial fruit juice?
There is a lot of sugar in artificial fruit juice.
Again.
There is a lot of sugar in artificial juice.
Fruit juice.
Yes. Fruit juice.
Again.
There is a lot of sugar in artificial fruit juice.
Good, repeat.
There is a lot of sugar in an artificial fruit.
In general.
There is a lot of sugar in artificial fruit juice.
Good. How much furniture is there in a furniture shop?
There are two... There is.
Careful of... How do you say demasiado in English?
Too much.
How do you say mucho? How do you say mucho?
A lot of.
Very good. So, how much furniture is there in a furniture shop?
There is a lot of furniture in a furniture shop.
Good. How much honey is there in a 1 liter jar?
There is 1 liter of honey in a liter jar.
Very good. Okay. How much oatmeal is there in a 1 kilo box? What's oatmeal?
Avena.
Very good. Yes. How much? Yeah, the oatmeal that you can eat, we make porridge from it. How much oatmeal is there in a 1 kilo box?
There is 1 kilo of oatmeal in a 1 kilo oatmeal box.
Box, good, all right. How much music is there on your phone?
There is a lot of music in my phone.
No, we would usually say on.
There is a lot of music on my phone.
One more time.
There is a lot of music on my phone.
Very good, very good. Okay, so a quick bit of vocabulary. Are you ready?
Yes.
I picked up the wrong book. Here we go. Fondo o parte inferior?
Bottom.
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 Yeah, which can also be culete. Yeah. Curso.
Course.
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 Good. Desierto.
Desert.
No, careful. That's postre.
Desert.
Yeah.
Desert.
Okay. And postre?
Desert.
Very good. Sueño.
Dream.
Very good. Famoso.
Famous.
Good pronunciation. Campo.
Field.
Good. Hielo.
Ice.
Agradable.
Nice.
Or?
Pleasant.
Very good. Seguro. Libre de peligro.
Safe.
Very good. La parte frontal.
The front.
And the opposite?
The back.
Very good, yes. Las noticias.
The news.
Delgado.
Thin.
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 Very good. Beneficiarse de.
To benefit.
And the preposition?
To benefit of. From.
Good.
To benefit from.
Eliminar.
To eliminate.
Very good. Devolver, phrasal verb.
To give back.
Very good. Ponerse, like ropa. Phrasal verb.
To put on.
Very good. You have to be careful saying that. Yeah. Satisfacer.
To satisfy.
Very good. Aprovechar. Four words.
To get profit of.
To take advantage of.
Very good.
To take advantage of.
Again?
To take advantage of.
How do you say que aproveche in English when people are eating?
Have a good meal.
Yeah, or enjoy your meal.
Or enjoy your meal.
Yeah. Sometimes people will say bon appetit. Bon appetit. Mm. Yeah. Atasco de tráfico.
Traffic jam.
Good. Careful.
Traffic jam.
How do you say mermelada?
Jam. 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 He dicho jam. Traffic jam.
Good. Verdadero o verdad?
True.
Very good. Improbable.
Unlikely.
Very good. Vista.
View.
Very good. ¿Qué clase de?
What kind of?
Very good. Maravilloso. Maravilloso.
Wonderful.
Very good. Yeah. Or you could also say?
Marvelous.
Marvelous. Marvelous.
Amazing.
Amazing also, yeah. Peor que?
Worse than.
Very good, very good. Okay. Now let's do a bit more with how many and how much. How many people are there in this room?
There are three people in this room.
Very good. Again?
There are three people in this room.
How many days does February normally have?
Normally, February normally has 28 days.
Do you know the rhyme to remember the days of the month in English?
No.
No, I'll say it for you. 30 days has September, April, June and November. All the rest have 31, except February with 28 days clear and 29 in each leap year. How do you say leap year?
Año bisiesto.
Yeah, very good. How many trees are there in a park?
There are a lot of trees in a park.
How much time is there in one day? How much time is there in one day?
There is a lot of time.
There are 24 hours in a day.
Very good. And again?
There are 24 hours in a day.
How much water is there in a 2-liter bottle?
There is 2 liters in a 2-liter bottle.
In a 2-liter bottle?
There is 2 liters in a 2-liter bottle.
In a 2-liter bottle?
There is 2 liters in a 2-liter bottle.
Yeah, when it's the noun phrase, 2-liter, 2-liter engine, 2-liter bottle, etc. How much milk do you drink every day?
I don't drink any milk every day.
Ask him how much milk he drinks every day.
How much milk do you drink every day?
I normally drink 1 liter every single day.
Every day?
Yes.
Ask me if I drink a lot of milk.
Do you drink milk?
A lot of milk, yes, I do. I love milk. Even though I know people say, it's bad for you, but I don't think so.
No, it's very good on milk.
How many people are there in this company? Ask me.
How many people are there in this company?
There are over 600 people in this company, yep. How many leaves are there on a tree?
There are a lot of leaves in a tree.
On a tree.
On a tree. Okay. There are a lot of trees. There are a lot of leaves on a tree.
What's happening to the leaves now at this time of year? What's happening to them?
They're falling.
They're falling.
They're falling. And what do you call autumn in American English?
Fall.
Yeah, for that reason. How much kindness is there in a friendship?
There are a lot of kindness.
Careful.
There is a lot of kindness in a friendship.
Very good. How much coffee do you drink every day?
I normally drink 5 cups of coffee every day.
Five?
Five, wow. Yes.
Ask me how much I drink.
How many coffee do you drink per day?
I usually drink 3 cups of coffee a day. Ask her how much she drinks.
How much coffee do you drink? How much cups of coffee
no,
do you...
No, careful. How much coffee do you drink? How many cups?
How many cups of coffee do you drink or how much coffee do you drink every day?
I drink a cup of coffee.
Just one?
Every day, yeah.
Ask her if she drinks it first thing in the morning.
Do you drink it first thing in the morning?
Yes, I do.
Very good, okay. How much time do you have for yourself?
I have a lot of time for myself.
Very good. How many books do you read every month?
I read about 5 or 6 books.
Okay, forgive your pronunciation. Try again.
I read 5 or 6.
Five or.
5 or 6 books a month.
Very good. All right, ask her if she has a favorite author.
Do you have a favorite author?
No, I don't read literature normally.
No.
Maybe sometimes.
Yeah. In this building where we are, the Euro building, until about 2 years ago, a very famous writer lived in here, a Peruvian writer. Yeah. Can you guess who he was? He wrote a book about an Irishman called The Dream of the Celt. And we'll come back. Okay, we'll come back to that after the break because I want to talk about the man who he wrote about. How much money would you like to win in the lottery?
I would.
I would.
Would.
Now try. I'd.
I'd like to win a lot of money in the lottery.
How much food do you eat in 1 week?
I eat a lot of food in a week.
Very good. How many courses does a 4-course meal have?
I don't really know.
How many courses does a 4-course meal have? What's a 4-course meal?
Cuchillo. O tenedor de...
No.
Una comida de cuatro platos.
Yes. So a 4-course. Ah. Not 4 plates, 4-course. How many courses does a 4-course meal have?
A 4-course meal has 4 courses.
Repeat.
A 4-course meal have 4 courses. Has 4 courses. A 4-course meal has 4 courses.
Good. How many books are there on your bookshelf?
There are a lot of books on my bookshelf. There are a lot of books on my bookshelf.
Very good, very good. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back with you in 4 minutes.
Vaughn Radio.
Llega nuestro Weekend Camp con temática de circo y magia para chavales de 6 a 12 años. Del 22 al 24 de noviembre en el Valle de los Abedules, en Miraflores de la Sierra. Haz que los peques de la casa se llenen de magia, sorpresas y diversión. Haz tu reserva en el 91-700-1199. 91-700-1199.
Desde que empecé a enseñar inglés allá por los años 70, siempre me atraía la idea de, ¿cómo diría yo?, enclaustrar a mis alumnos. Eso es, enclaustrarlos en un lugar apartado lejos, para así potenciar el aprendizaje. En esos años, mi empresa, Vaughan, impartía formación a directivos y técnicos, a gente de empresa, en la empresa y en sus oficinas. Los alumnos, lógico, tenían a veces problemas para asistir o llegaban tarde, bien por viajes o bien por, qué sé yo, otras obligaciones. También les costaba a veces centrarse en la clase. Me imagino por los asuntos pendientes que les rondaban por la cabeza. Los 60 minutos de clase no cundían al 100%. Digamos que mis alumnos no estaban totalmente conmigo, en cuerpo y alma. Después, a mediados de los 80, por fin pude materializar esa idea. Esa idea de enclaustrar a mis alumnos, de trasladar las clases a un lugar remoto, alejado del mundanal ruido. El catalizador fue una comida que tuve con amigos en el Molino de Río Viejo, una casa rural, encantadora por cierto, entre los pueblos de Sotosalvos y Collado Hermoso, provincia de Segovia. Hoy el molino se nos queda pequeño, pero allí, durante años, pudimos ensayar primero y después perfeccionar el concepto del programa residencial de inglés. Tanto en su versión de fin de semana como en su versión entre semana, programa que ahora llamamos Vaughan Exclusive. Desde entonces ya han pasado 30 años. Ha llovido mucho, pero sigue patente, incuestionable, el diseño de esos programas, su eficacia, su probadísima eficacia. La mentalización de los alumnos, su concentración, su disfrute en general, superan con creces lo que se consigue a través de clases en la empresa. Es un entorno que propicia el progreso y en mi experiencia hasta triplica el rendimiento. Un solo fin de semana residencial supera un año entero de clases convencionales. Un solo fin de semana. Para mí, la opción residencial es, con diferencia, el mejor planteamiento para un directivo si quiere acelerar el dominio de las estructuras y, claro, si quiere rentabilizar de verdad su esfuerzo personal en esta apuesta. Vaughan Residenciales, Vaughan Exclusive.
Vaughan y Disney presentan
Disney English Vaughan.
La magia de Disney en sus clases de inglés.
Ahora en Vaughan tus peques pueden aprender inglés con sus personajes favoritos Disney en un entorno creativo y lleno de diversión y aventura.
Historias interactivas, canciones, juegos y mucho más.
Con Disney English Vaughan aprenderán inglés sin darse cuenta de la mano de los mejores profesores.
Con Disney English y Vaughan llegarán hasta el infinito y más allá.
Disney English Vaughan está disponible en varias ciudades de España.
Para niños y niñas de 4 a 9 años.
Búscalo en grupovaughan.com y apúntalos ya.
La niñez es el momento en que hacemos preguntas incómodas. También es el momento perfecto para aprender inglés. Si no quieres que tus hijos se hagan mayores sin saber inglés, olvídate de los viejos métodos que utilizaron contigo. Descubre Vaughan Junior, un método que despierta sus ganas de aprender y su curiosidad por el inglés. Aprenden de forma natural y divertida. Llámanos ahora al 91-133-5832.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back with the program and we have a new guest. Ask her what her name is.
What's your name?
My name is Antonia.
Ask her where she's from.
Where are you from?
I'm from Guinea.
I'm from
Guinea.
How do you say that in English? Equatorial
Guinea.
Guinea. Yeah, not Guinea. Even though in English it's spelled Guinea, Equatorial Guinea.
Equatorial Guinea.
So ask her where she's from.
Where are you from?
I'm from to Equatorial Guinea.
I am from.
No, I'm
from Equatorial Guinea.
Guinea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, repeat.
I'm from Equatorial Guinea.
Equatorial Guinea.
I'm from Equatorial Guinea.
Now make sure you pronounce the L. Equatorial. Like editorial.
Okay.
Equatorial. Guinea. One more time.
I'm from Equatorial Guinea.
Very good, very good. Now, we're going to do more work on there and the verb to be, because this is one of the most important structures in Spanish and in English or in French or any language. So, is there a police station near your house? Give me a full answer.
Yes, there is a police station near my house.
Is there a butcher shop near your house? What's a butcher?
Carnicería.
Yeah. Is there a butcher shop near your house?
Yes, there is a butcher shop near my house.
Very good. Is there a grocery near your house?
What is a grocery?
What's a grocery?
Tienda de verduras.
Tienda de una verdulería.
Now, really, grocery is probably more like what you would have said, ultramarinos.
Yeah,
because they don't really exist so much anymore. But a grocery is like ultramarinos. What I one time said. Hay un submarinos cerca de aquí. So, is there a grocery near your house?
Yes, it's a grocery near
Grocery. There's a grocery near my house.
A grocery.
Yeah, say grocery.
Grocery.
Very good. So, is there a grocery near your house? Yes.
There is a grocery near my house.
Very good. Is there a cathedral near your house?
Yes, there is a cathedral near my house.
Ask her where she lives.
Where do you live?
I live in the center of Madrid.
Ah, okay. Ask her which cathedral is near her house.
Which cathedral is near your house?
The Almudena Cathedral is near my house.
Very good. Ask her if she has a favorite cathedral in Spain.
Do you have a favorite cathedral in Spain?
Yes, there is. Yes, I have a favorite cathedral in Spain. I think that the cathedral in Seville is amazing.
Is your favorite one? Okay. Ask him what his favorite cathedral in Spain is.
What's your favorite cathedral in Spain?
My favorite cathedral in Spain is Burgos.
Is Burgos?
Yes.
Ask me what my favorite is.
What's your favorite cathedral in Spain?
Maybe the one in Santiago. No? And the one in León, because of the windows.
Yeah.
The stained, how do you say stained glass windows?
Vidrieras.
Yes, because of the windows.
Ah, sorry, in Guadalupe, in Extremadura, it's amazing too.
Very good, okay.
We have a lot of nice cathedrals in Spain. Yes.
Probably better than maybe any other country in the world. Yeah. Yeah.
In England too,
yeah, I have to say. There are a lot of beautiful cathedrals there, yeah. Is there a swimming pool near your house?
Yes.
Yeah, careful, yes, not yes, yes.
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 There is?
There is
Swimming pool?
Swimming pool near my house.
Again?
Yes,
There is a swimming pool near my house.
Very good. Is there a print shop near your house?
Yes, there is a print shop near my house.
How do you say print shop in Spanish?
Imprenta.
Very good. Is there a bakery near your house?
Yes, there is a bakery near my house.
Ask him if it's a good bakery.
Is it a good bakery?
Yes, it's a fantastic bakery.
Very good. Is there a church near your house?
Yes.
There is?
There is a church.
A church.
Church.
How do you say church? How do you say church in Spanish?
Iglesia.
Very good. So yes, there's a church near my house.
Yes, there is a church near my house.
Church.
Church.
Again, repeat.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is a church.
Church. Church. Now say church.
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 So yes?
Yes, there is a church. Church near my house.
Very good. Is there a monument near your house?
Yes, there's a monument near my house.
Ask him what the monument is to.
What the monument?
What is?
What is the monument?
To.
To?
Yeah, what's it dedicated to? Or who
what
is it?
What is it dedicated to?
It's dedicated to a Mayan king.
A Mayan?
A Mayan king.
A Mayan king, really?
Yes.
Okay. Ask him what it's called.
What is it called?
I can say that because it's a very strange name. It's difficult.
Okay, very good. Is there a pharmacy near your house?
Yes, there is a pharmacy near my house.
Is there a park near your house?
Yes, there is a park near my house.
Park.
Park.
Now again, repeat.
Yes, there is a park near my house.
Very good. Is there a supermarket near your house?
Yes, there is a supermarket near my house.
Is there a bus stop near your house?
Yes, there is a bus stop near my house.
Is there a bar near your house?
Yes, there are a lot of bars near my house.
Very good. Ask me if there's a bar in my house.
Is there a bar
near your house?
In.
In your house?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Is there a bar near your house?
In.
Is there a bar in your house?
Yeah. Well, in my building. Downstairs is a bar. Yeah, very useful. Is there a school near your house?
Yes, there is a school near my house.
Again?
Yes, there is a school near my house.
Is there a factory near your house?
No, I don't think there is a factory near my house.
Is there an ice rink near your house?
No, there isn't an ice rink near my house.
How do you say ice rink in Spanish?
Pista de hielo.
Very good. Is there a petrol station near your house?
No, there isn't a petrol
station. Okay, for your pronunciation. There.
No, there isn't a petrol station near my house.
Again?
No, there isn't a petrol station near my house.
Good. Now, before the break, we talked about Mario Vargas Llosa. He used to live in this building. He wrote a book called The Dream of the Celt, which was about a very famous Irishman. Well, what we would call an Anglo-Irishman, as in he was an Irishman of English descent called Roger Casement, who was executed after the Irish Rising in 1916. And if you want to read about a very famous Irishman, I recommend you read about him. Roger Casement. He was from a place called County Antrim. He was from near Belfast, and he was executed in 1916. And during the weekend, we were contacted by a man who lives in Malaga, whose name is José Antonio Sierra, who's a Spanish historian who specializes in connections between Ireland and Spain. And he writes about a man who's very famous in Malaga and has a street called after him. And his name was Robert Boyd, B-O-Y-D. So I didn't know that there's a street in Malaga called after an Irishman called Robert Boyd. We'll talk about that in a little while as well. Now, tell me to get up.
Get up.
What does she want me to do?
She wants you to get up.
And repeat.
She wants you to get up.
And again?
She wants you to get up.
She wants you to get up.
She wants you to get up.
Good, and again?
She wants you to get up.
Now, say it again.
She wants you to get up.
She wants you to get up.
She wants you to get up.
Good. Tell me to sit down.
Sit down.
And careful.
Sit down.
Good. What does she want me to do?
She wants you to sit down.
Tell me to pick it up.
Pick it up.
Very good. Repeat.
Pick it up.
Very good. Tell me to pick it up quickly.
Pick it.
Pick it.
Pick it up quickly.
What does he want me to do?
He wants you to pick it up quickly.
Very good. Tell me to spell my name.
I can't repeat that.
Spell your name.
Repeat.
Spell your name.
How do you say spell your name in Spanish?
Deletrea tu nombre.
Very good. What does she want me to do?
She wants you to spell your name.
Tell me to spell it slowly.
Spell it slowly.
Repeat.
Spell it slowly.
Spell it slowly.
Spell it.
No, careful, not spell. Spell it slowly. Spell it slowly.
Spell
it. Not spell. Spell it slowly.
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 Good. How do you say that in Spanish?
Deletrea tu nombre.
Slowly.
Despacito.
Despacito.
Very good. Tell me to close my eyes.
Close your eyes.
Repeat.
Close your eyes.
Very good. What does she want me to do?
She wants you to close your eyes.
Tell me to open my eyes.
Open your eyes.
Repeat.
Open your eyes.
What does she want me to do?
She wants you to open your eyes.
Tell me to open my eyes quickly.
Open your eyes quickly.
What does he want me to do?
He wants you to open your eyes quickly.
Very good. Tell me to go to the door.
Go to the door.
Again?
Go to the door.
Good. What does she want? No, sorry. Repeat.
Go to the door.
What does she want me to do?
She wants you to go to the door.
Very good. Tell me to open the door.
Open the door.
Repeat.
Open the door.
What does she want me to do?
She wants you to open the door.
Tell me to close the door.
Close the door.
Repeat.
Close the door.
What does she want me to do?
She wants you to close the door.
Very good. Tell me to sit back down.
Sit back down.
Repeat.
Sit back down.
What does he want? What does she want me to do?
He wants you to sit back down.
Good. Tell me to serve dinner.
Serve dinner.
What does he want me to do?
She wants to see.
He wants you to serve dinner.
He wants. Just to serve dinner.
And again.
She wants. He wants to.
He wants you to serve dinner. He wants you to serve dinner.
He wants you to serve dinner.
He wants you to serve dinner.
Serve dinner.
Serve dinner.
Again.
He wants you to serve dinner.
Dinner. One more time.
He wants you to serve dinner.
Very good. Tell me to eat.
Eat.
Repeat.
Eat.
What does she want me to do?
She wants you to eat.
Very good. Tell me to pick up a book.
Pick up a book.
Repeat.
Pick up a book.
Pick up.
Pick up a book.
Again.
Pick up a book.
What does she want me to do?
She wants you to pick up a book.
Tell me to open the book.
Open the book.
What does he want me to do?
She wants.
No, sorry, repeat. Say it again. Open the book.
Open the book.
Repeat.
Open the book.
What does he want me to do?
He wants you to open a book.
The book.
He wants you to open the book.
Very good. Tell me to go to page 25.
Go to page 25.
Repeat.
Go to page 25.
Page.
Page.
Repeat.
Go to page.
Page.
Page. Go to page 25.
Repeat again.
Go to page 25.
Repeat.
Go to page 25.
Tell me to read the first sentence.
Read the first sentence.
What does she want me? What does she want me to do?
She wants you to read the first sentence.
Good again.
She wants you to read the first sentence.
And repeat.
He wants you to read the first sentence.
Tell me to turn the page.
Turn the page.
Repeat.
Turn the page.
What does she want me to do?
She wants you to turn the page.
Tell me to read the second sentence.
Read the second sentence.
Repeat.
Read the second sentence.
What does she want me to do?
She wants you to read the second sentence.
And again?
She wants you to read the second sentence.
One more time.
She wants you to read the second sentence.
And tell me to close the book.
Close the book.
Repeat.
Close the book.
What does she want me to do?
She wants you to close the book.
Tell me to put the book down.
Put the book down.
Repeat.
Put the book down.
What does she want me to do?
She wants you to put the book down.
Tell me to pick it back up.
Pick it back up.
Repeat.
Pick it back up.
Again.
Pick it back up.
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 Good, again.
Pick it up.
Pick it back up.
Pick it back up.
Back up. Back up.
Back up.
Again.
Pick it back up.
Good. What does she want me to do?
She wants you to pick it back up.
She wants.
He wants. She wants you to pick it back up.
Good. Tell me to put it back down.
Put it back down.
Repeat.
Put it back down.
What does she want me to do?
She wants you to put it back down.
One more time.
She wants you to put it back down.
Tell me to come to the table.
Come to the table.
What does he want me to do?
He wants you to come to the table.
One more time.
He wants you to come to the table.
Very good. One more time.
He wants you to come to the table.
To
the table.
Okay, let's do a quick bit of practice with pronouns. El que está aquí es mío.
The one here is mine.
Very good. Repeat.
The one here is mine.
Very good. Los de ellos son bonitos también.
Theirs.
Careful of your pronunciation.
Theirs.
Theirs.
Are beautiful too.
Very good. ¿Dónde está el tuyo?
Where is yours?
And contract.
Where's yours?
Repeat.
Where's yours?
Where's yours?
Where's yours?
Where's yours?
Ah, yours.
Yeah.
Okay, so, what is yours?
Very good. ¿Quién está en aquella habitación?
Who is in that room?
And contract.
Who's in that room?
One more time.
Who's in that room?
Repeat.
Who's in that room?
Again.
Who's in that room?
Very good. ¿Es este el de ella?
Is this hers?
Very good. Is this?
Is this one hers?
Repeat.
Is this one hers?
Good. El de ellos es como el de él.
Theirs is like his. Theirs is like his.
Repeat.
Their is like
theirs.
Theirs is like his.
Again.
Their.
Theirs.
Theirs.
Repeat.
Theirs is like his.
Theirs is like his.
Theirs is like hers.
His.
His.
Again.
There is
theirs.
Like their.
Theirs.
Their.
Not there. Theirs. Say it again.
Theirs is like his.
Theirs.
Theirs is like his.
Theirs is like hers.
His.
His.
Good. Él no es la única persona alta.
He isn't the only person, the only tall person.
No sé.
I don't know.
Repeat.
I don't know.
Very good. ¿Para quién es esto?
Who is this for?
Repeat.
Who's this for?
Es para aquella gente.
It's for those people.
Again.
It's for those people.
Repeat.
It's for those people.
For those people.
Those.
It's for those people.
It's for those people.
It's for those people.
Those people. It's for those people. Repeat.
It's for those people.
Very good. ¿Es duro o blando?
Is it soft?
¿Es duro o blando?
Is it hard or soft?
Soft.
Soft.
Again.
Is it hard or soft?
Su hija es graciosa, de ellos.
Their daughter is funny.
Yeah, again.
Their daughter is funny.
Sus preguntas son las mismas de él.
Their questions are...
De él.
His questions are the same.
Yeah. No, try again.
His questions are the same.
Very good. Es de día.
It's daytime.
It's daytime.
The opposite?
It's nighttime.
Very good. Están con ella porque son sus amigos de ella.
They are with her because they are her friends.
El libro de Pepe está aquí.
Pepe's book is here.
Repeat.
Pepe's book is here. Pepe's book is here.
Again.
Pepe's book is here.
One more time.
Pepe's book is here.
Very good. Este no es el único.
This isn't the only one.
Los míos están al lado de los de él.
Mine are next to his. Mine are next to his.
¿De quién es esta carta procedencia?
Who is this letter from?
Very good. ¿De quién es esta carta pertenencia?
Who is this letter for?
Whose letter is this?
Very good.
Whose letter is this?
So, ¿de quién es esta carta procedencia?
Who is this letter?
From?
From.
Again.
Who's this letter from?
De quien es esta carta pertenencia?
Who's this letter?
Whose letter is this?
De quien es esta carta procedencia?
Who's this letter from?
Good. And pertenencia?
Whose letter is this?
Procedencia.
Whose letter is this?
Procedencia.
Who's this letter from?
Pertenencia.
Who is this letter?
Whose letter is this?
Whose letter is this?
Mm, okay. ¿Por qué estás con ellos?
Why are you with them?
Repeat.
What are you?
Why are you with them?
Why
are you with them?
And again?
Why are you with them?
Why are you with them?
What are you with them?
No, listen carefully.
Why are you with them?
Where are you?
Why are you with them?
¿Por qué estás con ellos? ¿Por qué? Why?
Why are you with them?
Why are you with them?
Why are you with them?
Why are you with them? ¿Por qué estás con ellos? Why are you with them? Repeat.
What are
why,
you?
Not what. Why? ¿Por qué? Why?
So, why are you with them?
With.
With. Why are you with them?
Them.
Them.
Good, one more time.
What are you?
No, you're saying what. Why? Like, K-Y. Why? Why are you with them?
Why are you with them?
Why are you with them?
How do you say con in English? Con.
With.
So, ¿por qué estás con ellos? Why are you with them? Repeat.
What are you?
Why? There's no word war. War no existe. Why? Why are you with them?
Why are you with them?
Good, now you, not you. You. Why are you with them? Repeat.
Why are you with them?
Why are you with them?
What are you? Why?
No existe war. No existe war. Doesn't exist in English. Why are you with them?
Why are you with them?
Good, and again.
What are you with them?
Why? No existe. Why are you with them? Repeat.
Why are you with them?
Good, no, not you. You. You must say you. Say you.
You.
Say you.
You.
You. Never Jew.
You.
What does Jew mean? What does Jew mean in Spanish?
Tú, usted, ustedes.
No. What does, if you say Jew, what is a Jew?
Judío.
Yeah, a Jewish person.
Judío.
Why are you with them?
What? Hi.
Wolf. Why are you with them?
Why are you with them?
Forget. Okay, we have some work to do here. Los míos están al lado de los de él.
Mine are next to his.
Yeah, again.
Mine are next to his.
Esto no es para ellos, es para ella.
This is not for them, it's for her.
Very good. La casa de Enrique es muy grande.
Enrique's house is very big.
Very good. París es famoso por su arte.
Paris is famous for its art.
Okay, now. Again?
Paris is famous for its art.
Okay. ¿Por qué estás con ellos?
Why are you with them?
Why are you with them?
Good, again.
Why are you with them?
You, not Jew.
Yes, judío.
Jew es un persona judío. You. Why are you with them? Repeat.
Why are you with them?
Very good. One more time.
Why are you with them?
Very good. We'll finish up with some vocabulary. Ascensor.
Lift or elevator.
Okay, for your pronunciation of elevator.
Elevator.
Very good. Entrada.
Entrance.
Good, repeat.
Entrance.
Very good. Equipamiento.
Equipment.
Oh, careful of your pronunciation.
Equipment.
Equipment. Very good. Hacia adelante.
Ahead.
Forward.
Forward. Forward.
Good. And the opposite?
Backward.
Backward. Very good. Frecuentemente.
Often.
Good or?
Frequently.
Free.
Frequently.
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 Very good. Oro. Oro.
Gold.
Very good. La grammatica.
The grammar.
And usually we just say grammar.
Grammar.
Grammar. Very good. Britannia.
Britain.
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 Yeah, spelled Britain, pronounced Britain.
B-R-A.
B-R-I-T-A-I-N.
B-R-I-T-A-N.
B-R-A-B-R-E-T-A-I-N.
No, no.
B-R-I-T-A-I-N.
B-R-I-T-A-I-N.
Very good. Okay, finally we got there. All right. That's it for today, folks. Thank you very much. Stay tuned for Alberto Alonso, and I will see you tomorrow. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Vuelve el seminario que tanto éxito está teniendo sobre emprendimiento y liderazgo, con dos líderes, Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado. Y esta vez, Richard Vaughan lo impartirá en inglés. No faltes a esta nueva convocatoria, jueves 24 de octubre, de 16:30 a 20:30 horas, en la sede central de Vaughan, en la calle Orense 69, primera planta. Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/seminario.
Tus hijos no saben que les encanta el inglés hasta que los traigas a Vaughan. Tus hijos van a descubrir que el inglés es su asignatura favorita gracias a los cursos intensivos de nuestra línea junior. ¿Por qué? Porque nuestras clases no son clases de academia al uso. Nada de ejercicios aburridos. Las clases de Vaughan para niños son clases divertidas en las que hablan inglés todo el rato y además lo pasan.